It's been a little bit since I've done a podcast, like an actual audio podcast. I just needed to like recharge, you know? I just sometimes it's like my energy is just drained out. I just need to like recharge. If I feel a podcast, I feel a podcast. If I don't feel a podcast, I don't feel a podcast. And a lot of times it's just really about the animals, about the fur kiddos. But today's been an interesting day. It's interesting to be, well, every day should be personal growth. And every day you should be in a different place than you were yesterday, last week, last month, last year. Anybody who stays in the same headspace, the same space, and you're not growing, that's a sad shame because every day should be about personal growth and positive change and learning from experience through trials and tribulations. But today was the first time I can actually say I literally got to be on the flip side of knowing what somebody's like getting to know and take time to sit back, stand back, and analyze and use logic and probably could use good therapy, really, and not be in your headspace, emotional stuff, and just stand back and watch someone's behavior and test it out. Test them out, see and watch, and then realize with therapy, like, look, this is exactly today was a day I know that I'm in a different headspace, in a different part of my life, in a different part of this journey, because I got to literally listen to somebody. And they sounded so much like I used to be, who I was, of being naive, and I can say this. Without using names, because it's not the point of who I'm talking about. It's just I literally got to stand outside and listen to someone believe what someone is showing them, manipulation, gaslighting, putting a skit and an act on. I got to literally stand back and literally listen to somebody talk about someone and how I used to be in the space of not knowing who the hell I was with. I didn't know them. I realize now I have no idea. A person that they portrayed themselves to be was not who they really were. And once you could only act for so long, the true self emerges. And then the true self really emerges. And then with time, the person who literally who they are, with everything stripped, mirrors cracked, broken, masks off, literally standing there. And it's like completely opposite of who you thought you were with. I literally got to listen to somebody. And I thought, wow. This is logic because they have no idea. And I just wanted to say, you have no idea how played you're getting and manipulated. But I remembered with therapy, is it's not your place to mother. It's not your place to rescue. It's not your place to save people. And sometimes it's depending on who it is in your life. I mean, crying out loud, if somebody's on a totem pole, that's a whole nother story. You better speak up. But I've been in that situation where people on a totem pole knew and they didn't tell me anything. I had to find out for myself. I had to go through hell on my damn own. I mean, literally, it's like they were opening the door to hell and was like, hey, and they just kicked me right down the damn steps and swift the kick in the ass. Have fun. Slam the door behind me and not look back. But they knew, and I had no idea who the hell I was dealing with, but they knew. But I realized that therapy just depends on if somebody is on a totem pole. My therapist always said, you're going to cross a situation where people are going to be manipulated, gaslight, whatever the person wants to hear, whatever, and you're going to know that's not right. No, you don't know this person. And then I was like, wow, I was told that same thing. I literally today got to listen to somebody. And I had to literally just and think about this, like, okay, I don't have human kids. I'm nobody's mother. Okay. I'm a fur mama. All right. I am no one's savior, saint, rescuer. Okay. And it's not the point of nobody rescued me. That's not it. It's just I literally got to be on that flip side. I got to literally watch, like a movie, this person, literally believing this person is, this is this. And I'm thinking, you have no idea. But then I thought, you know what? It's a reality. They're going to figure out real quick who the person really is. And it's going to hit the fan. You cannot save everybody. You can only save yourself. And I've learned that through therapy. You can't go saving the world. You have to save yourself. You have to be there for yourself first. Okay. And when you've gone through a lot of stuff, okay, in the hands of someone that you thought you knew and you had no idea, the manipulation, gaslighting, the charming, the whole nine yards, and all of a sudden you see that happening to somebody else, okay, and you literally are watching this transpire, it was an eye opener today. It's not a joke. It really was an eye opener. I thought, wow, you know, this could. And it's not just me. It's multiple people that are seeing this and watching this transpire. And nobody really say anything because it's like somebody said, they'll have to figure it out on their own, period. It's not up to you, Kim. This has nothing to do with you, Kim. It has nothing to do with you. They're going to have to figure it out themselves. They're going to have to fall on their face with this person and figure it out because who they're portraying and what they're saying and manipulating and gaslighting, whatever the heck, whatever, is not what's going on. Okay. I realized, you know what? They're going to have to figure out the hard way. And that's the truth. It was an eye-opening reality check experience day that I realized, you know what? I've done a lot of growth. I've learned a lot. I'm talking about knowledge and learning. And not being gullible, not being naive, not being, you know, and not being that person. Not wearing your heart on a sleeve. Don't be that person, but you can't go saving, you know. And I realized today was a day of, you know, good therapy is you cannot go saving and rescuing anybody. You know, you help yourself. It was my therapist, psychologist in Ohio, the same way. I just didn't get it. They were a psychologist. They weren't a trauma therapist. I didn't get it. Their therapy by learning of textbook is different than what a trauma therapist learns by textbook, okay? Trauma therapy is more of aiming towards logic and reason and using your brain, not your heart. Psychology and that is more of emotional things and you're getting, you know, it's a process, really. I think it's like, to me, what I went through with therapy in Ohio was just a stepping stone of where I'm at now. It doesn't get any higher than this. And I definitely am not the same person. Just like a week ago, I'm not responding like I usually would. I'm not responding at all. See, that's the thing. And that's when you realize that you have experienced true essence of personal growth is when your response is not the same. You're not the same person you were a day ago, last week, last month, you know. That's when you realize the ultimate personal growth. But when you literally are front and center and listening to someone and watching someone and you know they're about ready to get burned, you can't go saving them. I'm sorry, you can't. Unless they fall on a totem pole, I mean, I don't even know logically where you stand on that, to be honest. That would be something I would have to talk to my therapist about. But this has nothing to do with a totem pole. It's just literally watching somebody and they're about ready just to get really burned. And it's not a good thing. You don't want to watch anybody as a true empath. You never want to watch somebody fall gullible or naive or whatever situation. And the end result be whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. But I'm not God and I'm nobody's saint. And I'm not anybody's savior, and I'm not going to save anybody. I can't do it, you know. Had to learn on your own, you know. But boy, they were the person that I used to be. I'm like, my gosh, that's what I realized. I'm starting to come into a different phase of my life. I don't feel the need to podcast all the time. I don't need to feel to talk about this, 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 this. I'm learning optimism, being optimistic, and I'm okay with 50-50 right now, being 50% optimistic, 50% pessimistic, instead of 100% pessimistic, because I realized then I was cultivating negative energy, and I don't like that. I do what I do every morning. You know, I like to do angel card reading. There's a different type of card reading, therapy card reading, and you pick a card and, you know, and of course, it's always going to somehow apply to you. And this is just something I like to do. I'm back into spiritual, how I used to be. I used to pray every day. It's not a joke, you know, but this time I pray every morning. I'm looking into getting back into church, you know, things that I've always liked. But when you hang around people that are completely yin and yang of you, you lose yourself. You lose the good parts of you. And I felt like I lost a lot of good parts of me. And when you have time to yourself and you can reflect, and damn good therapy, it's not a joke, you start realizing, you know, I miss this part about me. I miss this about me. I miss this about me. And I was settling and accepting of not making me happy, but making somebody else happy first before me and putting the top priority. I'm never going to do that again. I lost a lot of time in myself, but I lost a lot of happiness, the true essence of me. I'm never going to be the same person. I always said that coming out on the other side of what I went through, I'm never going to be the same person. I'm going to test things out. I tested it. I got to truly see with the therapist what they're talking about. My response and reactions have not been the same. I'm going to say this, you know, you can't control people's responses or behavior. Period. You can't really control your own. You are not responsible for somebody's behavior, reactions. You're only responsible for your own. When somebody does things or acts a certain way, the best thing for you to do is just say, listen, I don't own how you're acting or what you're saying or what you're doing. I'm telling it's off-putting, whatever, but this is all you. This is your choice of behavior or how you're acting, whatever. This has nothing to do with me. You say that somebody's doing something, whatever, you know, there's nothing to respond back. Let them say what they want to say. You already said what you need to say. And it's the truth. And listen to them again. That's their response, how they're acting, their behavior, their decision, whatever. It has nothing to do with you. You know, you can only change yourself. You know, you're not God. Nobody is. You're not Wonder Woman, Superwoman, women. You're not. Okay? You're not. You just got to take care of yourself. But I literally today was like, oh my God, this person is about ready to get royally burned. They have no idea what's coming at them. And trust me by saying they have no idea. But they're going to find out the hard way. And then you realize you have to connect with other people and they're understanding, hey, this person's about to get burned. But you know, I was talking to somebody today and they said, you know, it's sad. You know, it's going to be them. It has nothing to do with you. You know, here's blah, 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 blah. Exchanged some emails and that was it. I was glad I had a therapy session today to end the week. And they wholeheartedly was like, you know, you just literally got to watch where you were at for so many years. You know, you weren't wise. You weren't knowledgeable. You didn't understand different types of psychology terms, but you really didn't understand people's behavior. You were naive. You were a bit gullible, you know, and you put people before yourself and you lost a lot of you, but that old person's never going to be. I'm never going to be who I was, and that's okay because I shouldn't be, because with time you grow, you change and evolve, period. You know? When people don't want to hear this, well, you're probably one of the people that need to change, evolve, and grow. Oh, that's up to you. I ain't telling you what to do. Figure it out on your own time, you know? I'm about personal growth and taking care of me and my four kids, and I'll do what I need to do. But, boy, oh boy. It was hard to stand back and sit back as a true empath and sit there and think this person's going to really, really going to end up really, they're not going to be happy with the end result situation. They don't get it, you know? And then I thought, well, you know, here we are. I used to be that person, you know? I got a little bit of warning from people, but I didn't know. Too nice. Okay. Too nice. That was too nice. Whatever you want to say. Okay. That was the old me. All right. And if people who want to view you as who you were last week or last month or last year, you know, those are generally people that literally have never changed, evolved, and grown their entire life. And their opinions mean nothing. They're just opinions. You know, there's a lot of people that don't want to see people change. They want them to be the same person they always were. You know, if they had a hard point in their life and they were, you know, this, you know, they never allow people to grow, evolve. You know, they want you to remain the same person, whatever. You can stay away from this kind of people. You know, people should be cheering you on, you know, not cheering you down. Just stay away, you know, don't respond, don't react, you know. You know, allow people to do what they're going to do. They don't get it, you know. When people that test the waters, they don't get it, you know. You just say, let it roll off your shoulders, you know. Don't respond. Just don't. I mean, you'll learn logic and just draw a blank. Don't use your emotion, okay? Especially in those situations and people and things that just aren't healthy for you, you know. You know, you give people time. You know, time is time. You know, you got your part in change and personal growth, and that's you. But you're not in control of other people. And if other people, you know, if dot, dot, dot's not working, and you allow time, and you come back to the table, and you're still trying to do dot, 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 and it ain't working, and that mathematic problem, or that, you know, puzzle is not working, you know, we're not figuring out the problem, not figuring out the solution, and you're never going to get it. And you're just going to keep repeating over and over and over and over again. And now I get it with therapy, I get it, is that's a hell of a lot of waste of time. I don't feel the need to podcast everything anymore. Does this have to do changes with my health, where I'm at in my journey? Yes, like 50% does. I'm going to say it again. Where you're at in your journey, you don't have to be an oncology patient, but chronic illness itself, and you realize that you need all that energy, you need to conserve, and you look at the part of journey of where you want to be and what the outcome's going to be. You need to figure out what you want for your outcome as a patient, what you want as your outcome. Okay? I mean, how you see things. Okay? If you're in a situation and that's not how the outcome of how you see it, then you need to start scrambling and you need to get into your vision and make it reality. Okay? And I'm talking about end-of-life journey. You know, a lot of people don't talk. Like talking about death. Well, I'm going to talk about it because everybody's got to walk the journey. You know, everybody does, you know, unless your artificial intelligence is the only people that are going to, you know, robotics. If you're not where you want to be in your journey and in life in general, then you need to change. You need to change the narrative and change what it is and what you need to do to make it a reality. You don't want to die being miserable, you know, you got to get in the space that peace and where you see in a vision of yourself. And I'm going to say it again, depending where you're at in your journey, you're going to get to that point and you'll realize, wonder why, you know, when you're at this point, why don't a lot of people talk about their inner journey? Why do a lot of people kind of just start slowly distancing themselves, whatever? They're conserving their energy. They're conserving their peace. They're conserving, most importantly, their calm. Okay. They're doing things for themselves now in this part of journey. They're focused on themselves. Okay. They're not out to save the world. They're not going to save the world. Okay. And if you've been an empath and you've put people before and you've done great things for people, okay, you're in a different part of life right now. Okay. All right. You earned your wings, so to speak. Okay. I had somebody tell me that. You don't need to constantly doing this, 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 and being constantly. It's, you've already earned your wings. Okay. And she thought you take time, some time to focus on you, Kim. I was told that by an elder. And it's been more a couple years ago. But as they said, you're not in that place yet. But when you get in that place, you'll know. And then it'll make sense what I'm saying. And maybe you'll remember what I said. I do. It reminds me of my surgeon who passed away lung cancer, and he kept working because he wanted to finish his harder cases, his extreme cases, his difficult cases. You know, he wanted to be able to finish point A and go all the way to Z and be able to close that file. I was one of his patients, and he told me why he continued as sick as he was. Last surgery he did, I really didn't think he was going to be able to do it. I did ask his surgical assistant, is he going to be okay to my surgery? It's not a joke. It's the truth. And they said, just let him. Yep, I'm right here. You know, if I need to take over, I will. And of course, you know, I'm knocked out completely cold. Every time I look in the mirror, I'm reminded of my surgeon and that he never gave up, but he knew where he was at and the point of his journey. And he did what he envisioned himself and how he saw himself living that last part of the journey. And it wasn't going to, you know, properties, out of vacation properties. It wasn't doing this. It wasn't going and climbing mountains, whatever. It, his passion and where he envisioned himself, if he ever got to a point in his journey, which he did with cancer, was helping patients. That's how he envisioned, and that's what he wanted it to be. And he fulfilled it wholeheartedly. Every time I look in the mirror, I see him. And I remember the things that he told me. And I always say, like a daughter to me. And we talk. I saw this surgeon since I was like early 20s, all the way up to just, you know, a year ago, right before he passed away. When you start having time to yourself and you cut the chatter, you cut the loud, you cut, you know, you surround yourself with peace, let's just say, cut the noise. Start thinking logically. And that's where I think true growth, personal growth starts happening. It's not surrounding yourself with a bunch of people and doing this, 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 and constantly go, 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 go. You're never going to have peace. You're never going to realize calm and how much peace and calm is so beneficial in your life, especially with chronic illness or as an oncology patient. You don't realize how important and such a gift that is to yourself. You know, I had all my fun days. I had all my traveling days. I had all my crazy days. I had all my hey days, you know. I always had groups of female friends in that, and we'd do this and that. And I was always the driver and make sure everybody had fun and always make sure everybody's okay and make sure everybody doesn't. But what I needed to do was make sure I was okay. And then I realized in relationships, I'm always making sure everybody's okay, always making sure the guy's okay, always making sure he has this, always doing that, always cooking this, always cleaning, always doing that. But where was it for me? And I realized I constantly give, give, give. But where I wasn't giving was to myself. And then I had aha moments where I had to stop the crazy, stop the cycle, start looking at things logically and testing things. Maybe opening up a crack of this door in a logical sense so I can peer in and see now that I'm in a different place emotionally, mentally, of what really I was dealing with, who I was dealing with, the behavior. That's not my behavior. I don't treat people like that. That's not my decision. I would have been there. That's not me. I would have made you a million birthday cakes. And today was different because somebody's going to get burned. Yeah. And one of the senses of the way I did. But I realized with therapy and logic, you can't go saving and rescuing everybody. And some people got to figure out the hard way. know, and some people don't see people for who they really are because they're throwing on some serious mass gaslighting and you name it. They got the mirrors up all the way around like a funhouse. Once you're going to figure it out, because it's all going to fall down at the same time. It's not going to be a slow process. It's going to crash all at once. And you realize other people see it too. You know, and they're not connected to you at all. They see it. It's happened today. I'm enjoying time in my life of reflecting and making better decisions, a hell of a lot better decisions, and thinking logically. And this is where maturity and growth happens. You're going to experience that, I believe, for the rest of your life. No matter if you're 96 years old and you're going to turn 110 later down the road, you're going to experience personal growth and maturity. It's always going to evolve. Because you are always going to evolve. It has nothing to do with age. But when you surround yourself with certain people and you find yourself changing and losing yourself, most importantly, losing your spirituality and your happiness and your core person, and then you get that aha moment. Because you're taking time for peace and calm and reflection. That's liberation. That's liberating. I've had it. I've had it every day going on. I don't want to go back to who I was just yesterday, last week, or last month, or last year, last decade. I don't ever want to go back to that person. I'm never going to be. And for people who run across me or reach out and expect this person, or you want to talk about the past, this is great. That's memories and stuff. I'm not that person anymore. I'm sorry. I'm not, you know, I've changed by experience. Okay. And that's the way it should be. Nobody changes yourself. You change yourself. Nobody can change you. No therapist can change you. Nobody can change you. You got to do it at your own time, your own pace, but don't take forever. Don't take your whole life because life will slip through your hands. As quick as you know it, in a blink of an eye. But I've never seen someone. I mean, you know what? Old me would say what I was just about ready to say. I caught myself. I'm not gonna say it because it doesn't matter. Because I'm not responsible for anyone's behavior. Period. And everybody has to be responsible for their own behavior. And sometimes your behavior can land in consequences. And that has nothing to do with you. That has to do with if someone else's behavior is doing that and they're going to land themselves that way, then that's their decision, their behavior. You know, all I could say at the end of this podcast, you're only responsible for you and yourself. Remember that. If somebody acts a certain way to you or blah, 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 don't respond. Don't react. You know, remove yourself. You know, don't give the energy. You know, make it selfish season. You need that energy, especially if you're on a journey with your health. You need that energy. You don't waste it on other people. Okay. It's your time. It's your time to be selfish. And that's perfectly okay. And, you know, don't forget it. But just remember, you know, you're not God. You're not here to rescue people. You're not here to save people, okay? And I'm talking about in the sense that I'm talking about. Some people got to learn the hard way. And some people, you'll come to a time, a point, when you have personal growth. Because it happened to me today. You're going to catch yourself listening to somebody who used to be where you were at. And although you just want to shake them and be like, wake up, because you have no idea what's about to happen. You can't do that, okay? Because you can't change someone's behavior that's a cause of what's about to happen. You can only control yourself, your response, and your behavior, period. And that's the truth, you know? It takes some time this weekend. If you're that person always feels like they have to go, do, got to do this, is that, you know, slow it down. Way down. Be okay taken time out for yourself, be okay to learn peace, calm, no matter if that's listening to a type of classical music or going to a park or painting, something that's not in loud. And I'm just talking about just noise, but just a loud type of atmosphere, a loud kind of day. Bring it down to calm, bring it down, you know? Allow your body to relax. Find different hobbies that you enjoy that bring peace, you know? And I mean, center yourself. It's kind of a yoga thing for people who do yoga. You'll appreciate what I'm saying. Center yourself, you know? And don't respond. You don't need to respond to everybody. There's certain situations that you should respond. You'll need to respond. But remember, your behavior is your behavior, and you choose how you respond. And today, I'm proud of myself because I didn't respond the same way I used to be. Amen.